Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It's a Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to the crew. Thank you to the producers. Thank you to my guests. And thank you to Jorge for giving me Godfrey soundboard.
Interesting. Baka, baka, baka. Okay, there it is.
All right, we on the Godfrey show. Top 10 answers on the board. We ask people, will Godfrey be mad that Zach is doing this type of accent on the show? 10 answers between 1 and 10. Yes to extremely yes. We've got he won't be mad. We've got he'll be a little mad. He thinks Zach is a fat racist. It's on the board.
Okay.
Black fat.
All right.
Got them all?
I think I got it out of my system. I am joined by two wonderful people today. From Super Sally Joe's, it's my good friend, Alex Tomaselli. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, dude. Good to see you again.
I can change it over. I knew how to do it. I knew what I was doing.
Ruined
I
ruined my intro, dude. I'll never forgive you, Jorge. You will be punished later.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for being here. Thank you for a great weekend in Toronto.
Hell yeah, dude.
What a boys trip.
What a good time.
Out hanging out, eating poutine.
So much poutine. Honestly, unadvised, but
yeah. Brought home a lot of poutine in the Tupperware.
It's all gone.
Oh, hell yeah, already. Dude. And next to him from the Madhouse podcast, here right on the network, she is effervescent, hilarious, beautiful, and brilliant.
Oh, my God.
It is Maddie Smith.
Thank you, Zach. I'm blushing.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a little bit of a poutine myself.
You, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
I had a whole poutine video section on my computer, but I had to delete it because the FBI called.
Right, yeah. Very suspicious activity.
We did have some delicious. What was the first one? I had like pastrami on it.
Yeah, pastrami was the first one. Then the other two, one had popcorn chicken, one had like lemon chicken or something like that. And then the other one had.
And then I got the pulled pork butter chicken.
And then I got
nuts.
Tater tots on top of poutine.
Oh, you're nuts.
Which. It was a really stoned decision.
Did you do a flight or just went around a bunch of different places?
One spot had a bunch.
Oh, got it.
The
okay.
first
yeah,
roast
we went,
beef one.
The first one was the classy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second place.
Rosemary and such.
Yeah. Fresca's fish and chips was the first one. Second one was Smokies.
Smokes Poutinery. And I will tell you, Indian butter chicken on top of poutine. Mm-hmm.
I believe you.
Good God damn.
Game over.
Yeah. After a nice bottle of Canadian Royal whiskey throughout the evening.
Mm-hmm. You can butter my chicken. I'll tell you that much.
Soak that boy up.
That's right. Poutine. Yeah.
Shout out to the Bovine Sex Club for hosting us
for
the after
too?
Party.
Was it a strip club?
No, it was just a heavy metal bar.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, cool.
It ruled,
nice.
Though.
And shout out, of course, to Catacombs Cabaret, having us their opening weekend. A lot of fun.
Fire.
Yeah, shout out
Sounds
Rob
great.
Mayhew.
I love Canada.
Oh, dude, you got to check this out. I mean, you're doing way too good for it.
How many people?
It was small.
60?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
And it's a little basement.
I'm on my little room vibe right now.
Little, basement, it's a nice little basement.
Mm-hmm.
Low ceilings, concrete walls, just everybody's packed in there.
Fire.
Sacrifice. Excellent. You sacrifice a child down there.
Yeah, it was. So they do magic and seances and shit during the day.
Hell yeah.
And then they do comedy on the weekends at night.
Mm. Hell yeah.
And I gotta tell you, perfect size venue for your boy, because I ain't pushing tickets.
60 is perfect.
Well,
60 to 80? Perfect
enough
numbers.
Enough came on Saturday that I bought the entire audience shots.
12 shots.
Yep.
Let's go. That's
pushing it.
Let's go.
I stapled your forehead with the wrong, not my fault,
nope.
The wrong staple.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. And curves and stuff.
So we hosted a, they did a podcast late night on Saturday that was essentially like an interruption mic, but it wasn't just for comedy. You could go do whatever. You could do a song, you could
do whatever you want.
And a guy did a circus
shit.
Yeah.
And he asked for a stapler. And I was like, I'll do it with you. Whatever money I get, I'll give to you.
Yeah.
And then, the stapler they got was, so the ones I use to go in like vampire teeth.
Yes.
They gave me one where the staples curve.
Like a piece of paper.
Like a
pile of papers, right?
Yeah, but thick.
Yep.
And it got stuck.
No way.
Yeah, I had to go to the back and give myself a pep talk while I unbent it.
It was on your head?
It was on my forehead.
I don't know if those two little dots.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it hooked on both sides.
It's like you're wiling.
So I had to take my fingernails and dig in my forehead and get it out.
You have tears coming out of your eyes?
No, I got through it.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
It was very fun. Shout out to everybody out there. Shout out Rob Mayo, the man. All right. Shannon, I've been waiting all week to do this. Tomaselli, perfect person to have here. 100 skeletons inside a Pennsylvania home described by the Delaware District Attorney as a horror movie come to life.
I saw this.
Shannon.
Okay, so I have a couple different things I can play. This is... they're like cop guy explaining the situation, so I'll start here.
100 human skeletons were recovered, and that's in part at this point. We
I am one of them.
Figure out how many of those are complete and what exactly we are looking at. A separate storage locker was found to be in Mr. Gerlach's possession. That also was in Ephrata. We found there 8 more human remains. Very simply, detectives have recovered an awful lot of bones at this point, and we are still trying to piece together who they are, where they are from, and how many we are looking at. And it's going to be quite some time before we have a final
answer.
Yeah,
is this like Ed Gein?
It is truly,
we just collected them. Yeah.
Literal sense of the word, horrific.
Grave robbing.
All right, so what we've got is this guy was caught in the act of grave robbing.
Yeah.
Go back to his house. They're putting about 100 bodies in
there.
God damn. Now, it could... So when Ed Gein first got caught... They thought they had basically caught the most prolific murderer of all time, because they didn't realize he was a grave robber.
Right. He only killed, like, what, two people?
Two people.
Yeah.
Three, if some people think he killed his brother.
Right. But not serial killer vibes.
No.
He was more just a little freak.
Yeah.
Grave robber collecting vulvas.
And then, and then shooting fat ladies.
Which you should.
He also turned their skin into, like, lampshades and stuff.
Though. Yes.
Yeah.
So, and a suit. He had a lady suit.
Yeah.
So this, I guess, they already know the guy's a grave robber, but you don't know. There might be some fresh ones mixed in there.
Right. Yeah. He could be, covering up that he is a grave robber,
Or that he's a killer.
Covering up that he's a murderer with being a grave robber.
But
not a bad idea.
I just love that there's an entire, team of FBI guys sitting on the floor crisscross applesauce in this guy's apartment, like, foot bones connected to the ankle bone.
Ankle bones, shin bone.
All right, guys, we got one.
Yeah, they got piles, dude.
Full body. So put the full bodies over here.
It's
got to
be like doing a fucked up jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
You got to figure out who's what.
Yeah.
Try to match your socks.
Yeah. Sort them by bones first.
Yeah.
So it's like femurs here, whatever this tibia over here.
Yeah. And then you just figure out how big they are. I guess you just go with height.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if a long femur probably matches a long.
Yeah. Sizes of skulls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that could also be. Yeah. That's how I would rank them in a different way. Well, you got more on it, Shannon?
So just a little bit more information about it. So how they found him is he basically left everything behind while he was going to the cemetery to steal the bodies. He left behind Monster energy drinks, liquid death cans, NOS energy cans, and cigarettes behind.
Well, at least he's sober.
He's a fan of the show, too.
Yeah.
He
and
also
a litterer.
Yeah. Yes.
How much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet they were white monsters?
Mm.
The white monster to me is the sign of.
Oh, it's like black Air Force Ones.
Yeah. No. Like the white can of monster is specifically right. Like the like.
Gastrogel?
I'm abusing.
Oh yeah.
I'm abusing caffeine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like this
yeah.
person's.
If you've ever seen,
I thought it was like a Gas Digital fan.
Have you ever seen a trucker?
Yeah.
They double fist white. Like they'll come out of the gas station with two white monster cans in one hand in their big man hand.
Yeah, big man hands.
I don't know if Pete ever did the.
Oh,
white
Pete is.
Yeah,
Pete
he's
is
a white monster.
Oh boy, if there's one way I was going to describe Pete Angelo, it would be a white monster. and then, yeah, those Nas. That's just now you're.
What's Nas? I don't know. What that
is. It's another energy drink.
Oh yeah, NOS. Yeah. Those are that's jet fuel.
I've been drinking the Bangs. Man, those are fucking strong, and they come in such childish flavors.
Like what? Cotton candy.
Swedish Fish.
Oh yeah.
Airheads.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be there's great. No, they have like collaborations too.
Yeah.
They have like a birthday cake. I've been drinking. I can't figure out if I like it. I'm almost done with a case of it. The Liquid Death, Fruity Pebbles.
Okay, I haven't had those, but I kind of like all their flavors.
I don't like the ones that are fake soda. They don't do it for me.
I would prefer a seltzer that's flavored.
Yeah,
or
I don't
fake
like
soda.
The fake sodas they do just don't hit.
I know. I'd rather have a real soda.
Well, I've been doing zero sugar everything.
Nice. Feel
and
good?
I'll tell you, the Mug Root Beer Zero Sugar.
It's not bad. Agreed.
It's pretty goddamn good.
I agree. I think that's one of the best zero sugar drinks out there.
And they also
Dr. Pepper is also fire.
Yes, it is. Yep. They also make an ice cream sundae Root Beer Zero Sugar that is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Trust me, I've had all the diet sodas. White girl. White girl alert. Every low calorie. But yeah, that ice cream sundae one. Mm.
And Tomaselli can vouch. I was... a water drinking boy all weekend.
Oh yeah.
I had my big jug of water, my big jug of ice water, and my dry food.
Oh yeah. I honestly surprised
food?
How little you ate over the weekend.
What's your dry food? Kibbles? What are you eating?
So I call it my dry food.
Yeah.
When I go out on the road now, so that I don't buy shit at gas stations and bodegas,
bring Corp and stuff,
and yeah, have fucking iced honey bun and Swedish fish or whatever I would usually have.
Mm. Me too.
I buy the big can of mixed nuts from Amazon, and I put in raisins and sunflower seeds.
Cute, Zach.
And now it has my dry food on
that's
the road
so
that I don't buy crap.
I like how you call it dry food. It's
my dry food.
Very appealing.
Yeah, that's what I tell. When we were on New Year's Eve, it was like 2 in the morning, and I was going to order Wendy's. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what?
Nope.
I'm going to have my dry food and go to bed.
I'm going to start the year with my dry food.
I'm going to start the year with my dry food and go to bed.
Sugar-free nose.
Yeah.
And hit the hay.
That is exactly what I did. Yeah. I had a seltzer and that went to bed.
That's great.
Sober-ish on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
I had 2 drinks on New Year's Eve.
I had a glass of champagne.
It happens.
Yeah.
I did a lot on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Shrooms, drink, smoked. It was. I puked a lot the next day.
Oh.
It was bad.
Yeah. Rough.
I did edible. Oh, no, I mean... None of that counts. There was a homeless guy outside the loft Airbnb we had in Ohio, and because Dom and Serafina, our producer, stayed there the first night, I think he saw Serafina go in, so he was very curious.
Serafina,
hey, little lady,
top blonde girl that works here now, and he was up our ass trying to walk into the Airbnb,
really,
and the fucking. Tristan, Lord Love a Duck, tells him it's an Airbnb. Yeah. I would have been like, just we live here. Leave us alone.
Yeah, leave us alone.
Hey, man.
And he keeps going, hey, man, can I come up to the Airbnb, man? I can come. There's a lot of people hanging out up there, right?
It's funny. Is it
like
a
hang up there?
I didn't know which Dom you were talking about, and now I do.
Is it like a hang up there?
No, it's not a hang.
He's like, hey, can I come up, man? It's cold out. We're like, no. But then every time we're out, he's like, what's going on up there?
Oh, my God.
And then somebody handed me... some very nice edibles at the show, and I did them, and then I was alone in the Airbnb, and it was on top of a bar, so I could hear everybody, and I convinced myself he was breaking in all night. So I was just terrified locking doors.
Yep. That happens to me when I decide it's okay to smoke inside a hotel room, which, you know, I've never gotten in trouble, but the problem is you sit in your hotel room, and then you think every person walking by is the National Guard. That's the only reason you smoke outside.
Yeah. One time we were in Vegas, and it was me and Paco in one room, and Lewis and his girlfriend at the time in another. And he comes into our room to record something, and he's like, dude, it's crazy. They have an alarm, a ding-dong alarm, that whenever you smoke, you can hear it, so you know they know. I'm like, that's crazy. So then he immediately lights a joint, and somebody rings our doorbell to tell us to put it out. Yeah. He goes, that's the alarm again. I was like, Lewis, that's the doorbell. And he goes, oh. He thought it was a pleasant smoke alarm.
A little signal. Yeah. In case you started smoking, don't do any more.
Yeah.
Put that out. That's funny.
Because that's the alarm. That's the alarm.
Yep, that's the alarm.
I told you.
No, that's a tiny housekeeper telling you to stop.
Sir, it's so hard to clean.
It's so hard to smell.
And we were good. We left the girl 30.
Yeah.
30 Canadian. I don't know what that is. $8.
Yeah, literally.
We didn't like destroy the room, but it was definitely.
No,
like,
I destroyed the room in Vegas, and I left that lady 60 real dollars.
Nice.
Yeah, it was one Skankfest. I destroyed, threw up all over my room.
Oof.
I left like a pair of shoes there.
What?
Kangol bucket hat destroyed.
You didn't go make it to the bathroom?
Nope.
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes
I've been there. I've done it.
I've thrown up in my bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't make it to the bathroom? No.
Just all over the room, too?
Yeah.
You picked different spots?
And they sent me some sort of updated like folio with charges on it. I didn't even look at it. I was like, I'm too ashamed. Just charge me. I'll pay it off. Probably like $1,000.
I usually leave a 50. I think one Skankfest, I really wrecked the room when I left 100.
100's good, yeah.
But it was 50 in chips. Yeah. For that casino, though.
Not bad, though. Just go down. Yeah,
but I think that's the same as regular cash for them, right?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, and I think a lot of people leave chips.
Yeah, I think that's... And I leave a lot of kinds of chips all over the place. Yeah.
Chocolate chips.
Yeah, it's disgusting. All right. So, we got this guy. And not only that, many bodies being discovered around the country. Human skull, arms, and other skeleton remains found off of Coney Island Boardwalk.
Oh, fun.
Nice.
Took a little too hard on the cyclone.
Yeah.
So they found, is it related to this guy?
No, I'm like, we have,
we're just doing
it looks to be multiple serial killers are active right now. Mm-hmm. They think there's definitely an active one in New York.
Nice.
Because there's been similar bodies found in all five boroughs in the last few months.
I like that.
Wow.
So there is somebody going around right now and doing the damn.
I think they
say at any given point there's a few dozen active serial killers
in the country.
In the country.
Oh, wow.
But New York definitely has one right now. Shannon?
Yeah.
So it was December 10th, I believe, that they found some of it. And a few days later, they found the rest of what they believed to be the same body. They haven't identified the body, but obviously they're saying how sad it is that the body was there for so long that it's just skeletal remains now and nobody saw. The medical examiner has not shared the cause of death. And that's it so far.
Also, I believe a body washed ashore somewhere recently and it was the mayor of a town that's been missing for 20 years.
What? You're kidding.
I was just reading today, Shannon, if you want to Google, it was not near here. But
that's
somewhere else, Shannon, if you want to Google it, I believe it was a lost mayor's body washed up.
Wow.
And that's like a 20-year, I can't imagine what a 20-year.
Spooky.
A 20-year fucking waterlogged body looks like.
Yeah, wouldn't it just be the skeleton?
Picked clean,
at that point?
Picked clean,
Fish, crabs,
skeleton.
It was in a beach in Washington.
No, mm-hmm. Crabs eat that.
And it was their mayor that was presumed dead while on a fishing trip.
Oh, there it is.
And the Coast Guard launched an extensive search that was suspended on 2006, just a day after he vanished. They gave up on trying to find him.
They called it.
They just
if it's a man missing, they're like, pussy.
Yeah,
they
determined. It wasn't cool like that.
Yeah, it's a woman.
Who's the mayor who smoked crack?
Oh, the Canadian guy.
The Toronto guy? What was his name?
Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Legend. Legend. Yeah. Real ass dude.
Hell yeah.
I think that's going to be Tim Dillon's, like... Whenever he like cools down, he's gonna be in the Rob Ford movie.
Yeah,
and then he's gonna become an actor, big actor.
Yeah, that'd be fire. That'd be fire.
Sorry, what was I just? Gonna,
Ford,
I'm sorry, I was just thinking something.
Skeleton. Washington has those dungeness crabs, so they definitely shit up.
Burrowed his eyes out quick.
Yeah,
didn't they have that with the West Memphis 3? or whatever, the Memphis, the kids, Damien Echols, they got accused of killing kids and they realized that it was animal bites.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I never heard of
that. Shannon, is it the Memphis 3 or the West Memphis?
I, of course, know the Central Park 5.
Okay, that does sound like an R&B group.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right? For you, I will.
Hey, girl, let's go to the park.
Jen, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it is a West Memphis 3. And it's at, just trying to, oh, yeah, they did a movie about it, Paradise
there's a bunch
Lost.
Of, there's three docs, Paradise Lost 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
And a bunch of bands got together to like raise money to get them out.
Yeah.
Basically, a bunch of kids got, three kids got killed in the swamp area, and they arrested the only goth guy in town for being a creepo.
It's like, I didn't do it.
Yeah. His name was Damien.
God.
Yeah. It's just, oh, it's insufferable.
Was that fucking hot?
And then, like, the other guy they got, it's like one. It's like a Making a Murder situation where they're like, and his retarded friend probably was there. And they, you know, this kid's got like a below 70 IQ. They're like, you do it? That's, of course, the one that confesses.
Right, of course, with drool coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, they're like, that's good for us.
Yeah.
Can I have another Happy Meal?
I did it.
Yeah, they're fucking popping them full of fucking Cokes and fucking cotton candy.
Sweet and sour.
Yeah.
It's all I want.
Stop giving them snacks, goddammit. Yep.
Dry food only.
Thank you.
I don't want nuts.
This motherfucker has some dry food.
If they threw dry food, he'd be like, I'm not talking for this.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
What the hell is this?
What the hell?
You said ice cream.
Dude, you make fun of my dry food all you want. If it's working for me, it's working
I make fun of it because I support it.
No, it is. It is. I understand
it's
the hilarity.
Right
it's a funny way to.
Then I call it my dry food.
Yeah, it's funny as fuck. You're a little hamster.
Your wet food is what, like Domino's and stuff?
Yeah. My wet food is poutine.
The food.
Yep.
No, my wet food is, my wife makes fun of me for eating, it's hot dogs, mac and cheese in a can.
Oh my
God.
Yeah,
dude, that's, Jack, come
on. You're fucked up. You're fucked up.
Is that, or they make a hamburger one, or chili mac.
No. You're fucked up.
And I eat them out of the can cold.
My wife's cold?
She says it looks like when Daniel Stern just got arrested for prostitution. Is the bum, or not dancer, Christopher Lloyd is the bum in Dennis the Menace, and he's just eating cans.
Hilarious.
But we'll come home and I'm in the dark.
What about Chef Boyardee? You like that?
Yeah. It's too much salt. I mean, Campbell's literally said that this is not food you should be eating.
Salty as fuck.
Right?
Yeah.
Shannon, can you bring that up? I believe it was a CEO or a very.
He got caught recording it.
Really?
Yeah.
Spaghetti? Oh, yeah.
He said, don't eat that. Campbell's. Yeah. We don't even know what we put in it anymore. L-O-L. I'm not sure it's meat, yada, yada.
And he said basically that it's for. He insinuated it's for extremely poor people.
Yeah.
I've had Campbell's. Not recently, but I've had it.
There's nothing. How else are you going to make certain? You need Campbell's cream of
mushroom.
Cream of mushroom for certain things.
Lifted now. It's probably the same shit, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fucking a negligible difference. Yeah. It's just all the shit they have to put in it so that it stays good forever.
Yeah.
And that probably can't be good for you.
Well, it cures my cold.
It's an ultra processed food.
Oh, really? I order Chinese soup when I'm sick.
Really?
Yeah, because I figure it's all fresh.
You know
right?
That's real, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like they made it that day because they got to get rid of it.
True.
I never trust the Chinese.
Probably the same amount of sodium as Campbell's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love a Chinese chicken noodle or a hot and sour soup.
Hot and sour soup, fire when you're sick.
That'll get you put a few extra hot sauces in there, really clear you out.
Game over.
Right, Shannon, did you find the thing the Campbell's guy said?
Yeah. So he said, who buys our shit? I don't buy Campbell's products barely anymore. It's not healthy now that I know what the fuck's in it. Bioengineered meat. I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer. It also said they allege Campbell's employees were talking about Indian heritage. And this guy said, fucking Indians don't know a fucking thing. Like, they couldn't think for their fucking selves. And then he also said that, you know, this stuff was made for poor people.
What race is this owner? I want to know right now.
I mean, Indians, like...
The way he's... It's just a good inflection on it. I could even tell through... I want to know what race he is.
Right? I don't think he's good with Indians.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, he's definitely white.
I think so.
We've looked up my chili mac and the mac and cheese and hot dogs.
I want to see the hot dogs.
It's a sad occasion for me.
Just get
hot dogs.
Make some craft even.
No, I do that.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, that's him.
Exactly.
All right.
I do that as well, but sometimes in the middle of the night, I do not want to go through all the process, so I have a little section of canned food mm-hmm. that is a quick, easy thing before mm-hmm. I go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Campbell's, Fancy Feast.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Make the other one in abundance. Keep it in the fridge or freezer.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
There's chunky? The chili mac, beans, macaroni pasta, and meat.
Oh, it's Campbell's chunky, too. Jesus, Zach.
Yeah, yeah, man.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cold?
Yeah.
I bet it's bussing.
You're not a factory worker, dude, from the 30s.
Dude, it is so good coming home from a show and you don't feel like you're dead, you're zapped. That is perfect nourishment.
It's all right. I can't judge. I have a frozen pizza once a week.
DiGiorno. I keep breakfast burritos in the freezer.
Fire. What brand do you do?
I can't. Is it?
You don't do Amy's, though.
No, those organic. Are too nice.
Yeah.
No, it's like the big pack.
What's that big breakfast brand? Mr. Something.
No, these are
Fuck, I don't know.
These are the same brand as the like microwavable burritos.
Yeah. Jimmy Dean's?
Something like that. They're great.
Yeah. Fire.
They're great. You air fry them?
Oh, game over.
Yeah, yes. I don't microwave.
I knew Zach was on air fryer.
I don't microwave. I air fry now,
okay.
Baby.
Yeah. How long does a burrito take in the air fryer?
6 minutes.
Not bad.
But it's good.
Not bad.
It's microwaving is mm-hmm. for of the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got that air fryer, especially because you can put the little foil. Thing in it, but they also make like paper things so you can keep it super clean.
Okay.
Yes, you don't have to clean it. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are fan. That's.
I've been using it for probably a decade now. I love them.
Oh, you've been on it that long?
A long time. Yeah, dude.
Early.
Like, yeah.
Pre-Trump. Early investor.
Yeah.
It would drive me nuts now if somebody microwaved me leftover pizza.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. We're beyond this.
Yeah.
We know so much better.
Grow up.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
We just got my sister-in-law the thing for her air fryer that's got compartments so she can make multiple things.
Oh, nice. Yeah. A little potato.
Like, yeah, it's like a rubber separator.
Divider.
Yeah.
That's nice.
All right. More morbid shit. Morbid Are You Dead app is the new panic button for lonely singles afraid of dying alone.
Sign me up, Shannon, right now. Start it up.
Shannon, tell us about it, baby.
Okay, so this is only in China right now. Sorry, Alex.
Obviously. It's always in China.
And it's so it's basically an app that requires users.
I feel like that's what Chinese parents say when you call. Are you dead?
You live alone. You get apps.
You're dead. You're dead.
Shannon, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay. So it's an app that requires users to click a giant green button with a ghost on it every 2 days to verify that they're still breathing.
So
basically, if you don't do that, then it emails your emergency contacts on the third day to inform them that there could be trouble.
The party comes and busts down your door.
Okay, so it's similar to, old people.
Like Life Alert?
Yeah, but it's like a check-in daily.
I would totally forget after a week.
Me too.
I don't have that Chinese mentality.
No, it's like when you get a new planner, you use it for a week. And
yeah, I'm not touching that thing.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
Do they call you first to make sure you're not dead? And you're like, oh, I forgot the app?
No, it's just through the app.
So now your wife's getting contacted, your family.
It would be cool to just make a random person your...
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
And be like, oh my God, I need to get to this guy. He's dead.
Yeah. Some rando, Kurt Metzger. Yeah. Just log him in.
I guess that is a very... Because there's a lot of single dudes in China, right? Yeah. I would assume that's what it's for.
Single old. duties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have kids there, you don't really have anybody to take care of you. Yeah. They don't have a support system for the elderly.
And there's like too many men there.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and they, yeah. Japan loves the elderly.
Yeah.
They be taking care. They
got shrines for them and everything. Yeah. Mulan. Is that Mulan? Is she Chinese?
It's Chinese, motherfucker.
She's Chinese. Fuck. Anyway, oh well.
And a cartoon.
My bad. Anyway.
But yeah, Japanese. there's like just too many people in China, too. I mean, their cities are like 30 million people. Mm. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I want to repeat a joke so bad.
Do it.
It's so fucking awful.
Dude, do it for Godfrey, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, oh, we got man. A soundboard. That's exactly who would not like this joke.
Do it.
No, I said just because they're doing a live action Mulan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're making her black.
Really?
It's called Moulin-Yan.
Oh, I love it, dude.
Oh, he would not think that
the
was
Italian
funny.
In me loved that.
He might. He's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
He's a guy. I really like. He's a sweet guy.
Yeah. He's serious.
He is.
Yeah.
I saw him go back and forth with a comedian who used to do these shows a lot and should not be named.
Yeah.
Who I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Who looks like the Denver Broncos mascot. And that Shane said that years ago. Hilarious. I don't want to take credit for it.
Yep.
And he gave a very serious response to her.
Yes.
And it's a girl that used to be in our circle more, and now she's kind of gone full January 6th grifter.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, like and, was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was like and just that. Was posted a bunch of... Black people statistics.
Yeah.
Just not funny at all.
Never could. Classic. Never was booked.
Yeah.
Still.
And Godfrey was literally like, yeah, say that shit in the club, and the mic ain't the only thing getting dropped. Yeah. Godfrey just straight up threatened to punch a woman. I loved
Hell
it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Which, by the way.
I love it.
Justified.
Yeah. For that bitch?
Yeah, that is just, yeah.
Could never get booked. Actually, we were on the Meadowlands Comedy Festival, and she was on it.
Yes, we were.
Remember? And I don't know if you remember me being there, but
I remember you
else.
And whatever version of Dan Lamort was at the time. It was fat, fun Dan Lamort.
Oh, he was so vibrant. He was so vibrant.
Fat,
that day.
Fat, fun, eye contact, making Dan Lamort.
Oh, God, just life of the party.
Yeah, nicest guy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nicest guy.
At the Cellar.
So much
young,
fun.
Baseball, like a baseball player.
Nice guy. Yeah right? Yeah. Athletic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, former Burn. Athlete, fat party guy.
Yep.
Wild.
Yep. Wild.
Wild.
Huge.
I've only met maybe an autistic Dan. So.
Yeah.
Hey, briefly. He's like Madonna. He reinvents himself for every album.
I like it.
He's like Ariana Grande.
Yeah, yes.
Next up is Glinda.
But yeah, that we were all, I forgot you were on that.
Yeah, like this Jersey Comedy Festival in Secaucus.
That
like
was,
near
they
Secaucus.
Moved it. From, well, were you on the one in the hotel?
No, I only did
the
one
bar.
The bar, yeah.
So they did 1 year at the bar, and all the kids I went to high school with used to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year.
Yeah, Zach had a whole crew there.
The next year, they did it at another bar, but that bar wouldn't let us in, so we wound up doing it at another venue.
Call it, okay.
It was like okay, we went
Joe.
A few doors down.
Yeah.
But this guy to this day, every year, will be like, hey, comedy festival.
I know.
And he'll be like, so, you know, weekday shows don't pay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
you bring a lot of people, so I'd love to have it. And I'm like,
I'd love to have
oh,
you.
Well, then pay me.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only way I get out of my house is when I'm being paid.
Well, I fell
paid
for
the show, right?
I fell for, he told me if I did good on the one show that he would book me on the Sunday
right.
like, best of show.
Yeah, he dangles it over your head.
So I got Karen. That,
yeah.
And I brought people to that and didn't get paid.
Yeah. And some to fucking... this day, he'll share, like, Maddie Smith at the Meadowlands Festival in 2017 or whatever.
And some who won it. So there was a thing that happened in shitty tri-state comedy
mm-hmm.
Called The Wolf of Wall Street, where every single, like, okay-looking chick got booked to be in the gangbang on the plane scene.
Oh, nice.
You know the scene where they're all final play,
yes.
but it's like they go by 800 fucking people?
Yes.
A bunch of like open mic, like just nothing like hot lady comics all uh-huh. booked that.
Yeah.
So that for a year before it came out and then while it was out, it was just, they were all
closing shows because they go, well, from the Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
That's funny.
I'm going to go rewatch that scene, though, now.
Yeah.
That guy, the Jeff, what's his name, was in The Irishman. What's his
name?
No, 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 another guy.
Garland.
Well, Ross. A New Jersey comic. He was it was another it was a younger not a younger but not a famous guy.
Asmus, Jeff.
No,
Jeff,
I know
Jeff
because there were a bunch of comics in The Irishman. But...
Jeff Paul maybe.
Jeff. No. Jake Paul.
No, I can't remember. Anyway, everyone was using Wolf of Wall Street as a credit
because
they were all extras in
That's
it, and
funny.
It drove me. And
That's
but then
funny.
People were like, "Wow,
yeah,
it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Big. I think you're in the movies.
It looks like it is Jeffrey Paul.
Thank you, it is Jeffrey
Paul.
Thank you.
I don't know him.
Nice guy. I worked with him up in Pennsylvania a few months ago.
I want to get in a movie.
It's fun.
Yeah, I want to get murdered in a horror
long
movie.
Day.
It's a long
day. It's a long day.
I think I'm going to do booked for a horror movie in next month.
Nice.
In Massachusetts.
What's the movie about, do you know?
No, because I didn't read the script, but I told them I'm in. So
hell yeah, dude. Yeah. I've done that a bunch.
Yeah, they're like, and the guy's like, "How's the movie poster look?" I'm like, "Looks great." It's the sort of thing where they're waiting on funding still, so they've been pushing back for a while. But hopefully, it goes soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I want an epic death in a horror movie. That'd be great.
It's a long day of laying in blood.
I'm okay with
that. Laying around.
A lot of laying around.
Back to crafting.
A lot of not being able to move because you're covered in blood and you can't track it over the scene.
Yep. One of your pot in, leave it alone. No, I know they don't allow that.
A lot of politely begging for a sandbag so that you can put your head on something.
Anything.
You've been on concrete for fucking
anything.
13 hours.
Oh, we just remembered Zach's over there.
Yep. It's not a movie that I'm in until I've fallen asleep during a take and ruined someone else's dialogue. Which I have
you're
done
snoring?
On every single film I've ever been on.
You're That's snoring. Is
I have snored
it's
through.
Nuts. House shaking.
I brought earplugs. I have earplugs. I have a whole regiment.
Well, I was really fucking.
You guys shared a room in Toronto?
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing that good.
Oh my God.
I'm not doing good.
Wow.
But we have, and not
but
a
he
bed.
Also just
like we shared a
so
bed.
You guys were walking by each other in towels.
No,
like,
we're,
I'm going to use the shower. Is that okay?
We're both Italian, so we never see each other fully naked.
Oh yeah,
it'll never happen.
What you do? Put our clothes on in the bathroom.
Yeah, I put them on in the bathroom with the steam and everything.
Just wet all day.
Yep.
He was waking because I was very stoned the one night, and he was just waking up to me a different. Yeah, that was one.
This is his pose in his sleep. And then he goes. He's like,
at one point I was just sitting on a chair. I was like perched on a chair
because
I kept getting up and I fell asleep in the chair.
Hilarious. Fell asleep in the cock chair.
Yep.
Dude, yeah. Just fully like hands on the knees.
Yep.
Dead asleep.
That's funny.
My new one I've done a couple times at home is if I can't sleep, I'll go steam. Like I'll put on the hot water and sit on the edge of the tub.
Yep. That's a good one.
But then I fall asleep. And I fall backwards into the tub.
Oh, my God.
Crack your head
Zach.
Open for sure.
Jesus and I Christ. Blasted the back of my head on the soap dish.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, if I died because I fell asleep.
So I was trying to fall asleep
the tub,
with the steam.
Yeah. If my poor wife finds me. By the way, I fell in ass first. So it's just my fat arms and legs sticking out with my whole ass in the tub.
Yeah, like a little Zach soup.
Yeah.
Did your wife have to help you?
What?
Did your wife have to help you?
No, I wound up lodging myself.
She has earplugs, white noise. She's not
helmet.
Hearing anything.
Yeah.
She was like, my wife sounds like Daft Punk.
Exactly.
No, she's pretty good. She has her like meditation stuff.
Yeah.
And she's, I know I'm being.
Bless her, dude.
Very active if I wake up because usually she's like in the middle of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
If she's all the way on her side, that means I've been throwing bows.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been straight up like.
What size bed do you guys have?
King.
Okay. I got a full.
Well, which size? Well, we need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need it. We need
California King.
Yeah, we need it. She's very ample in the backside.
You know that bed and, David Dobrik has?
Yes.
That's just.
If you've ever, she's very ample in the backside and likes to sleep on her side.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times where I will wake up with my feet on the, I will wake up with my feet on the floor.
Oh, got it.
Because her ass has moved me.
Yes.
Across the entire bed.
Wow.
But I will say it's a small price to pay.
She's a good wife.
a small price to pay for a giant butt in my life.
Oh, 1,000,000%. God.
I said this on the live rap, but for some reason at my sister-in-law's house, there's a lot of static electricity. I don't know if it's her carpeting, if it's the wiring or whatever, but every once in a while when you touch a doorknob, you get zapped.
Yeah.
So we were here at Christmas, and I went to goose her because she had on pajama pants, mm-hmm. and I went to just touch her butthole, and I accidentally zapped it.
Oh, my God.
And, dude, I almost could see the little electricity.
Yeah. She turned into a skeleton for a second.
Dude, she jumped. Yeah. I have never seen her move
That's
like
funny
this.
As fuck.
She fucking jumped a foot in the air.
Internal electricity. Oh,
new kink
God.
Unlocked.
And then not only that, her family was in the next room and heard it, and they heard the pop of the shock.
Oh.
They're like, what the fuck did he just do?
What the fuck?
I'm like, I think I just shocked her.
Exactly.
She's like, you shocked my asshole.
It sounded like a fly flew into one of those swallows.
Yeah, it's exactly what it sounded like.
That's funny.
All right. Shannon, tell us about the sinister package wrapped in tape uncovered after NYC reservoir drops 8 feet.
Whoa.
Okay, so this happened in Staten Island. So
surprise,
you can probably guess what they found in there. They found brass knuckles and a gun.
Oh, original.
Yeah.
There's a picture of
the
it here.
WAP starter pack.
Literally. Oh, yeah. Look at the gun.
The Guinea Happy Meal.
Look at the gun from 1950.
So they're trying to investigate to see what they could pull off of it, to see if there's evidence from a crime that was committed. But so far, they found this.
Aren't there certain places that are really famous for being places where they dump guns?
East River,
because people go with magnets now. They do take giant magnets on chains
down to the
and
bottom?
They do magnet fishing.
Hmm.
And people do it on like TikTok and shit
to get stuff out. Like
pull it up, and usually it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Usually it's like fucking nothing or a bottle or something. But a lot of people, if you get a gun, you have to call the cops.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
But people will pull up wild shit that's just been dumped.
It's
and
like
a lot of weapons.
Yeah. Well, so this reservoir is in Staten Island where they found it?
Yeah. I believe that it's a place that they closed it down. So for a while they were topping it off with fresh water, but they stopped doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fenced off and you're not really supposed to go in there. But this guy.
Perfect spot.
Yeah, this guy kind of snuck in there and he found it.
Could be many years old.
Yeah, that gun looked old. It could be just waterlogged, but
I have
a feeling that was an older crime.
It's something from the mid-century. Long time ago.
Might be the one that got Jimmy Hoffa.
Exactly. Teamsters, line up.
Do you think we'll find out he's in Giant Stadium?
Yes.
I think that's the obvious.
Yeah.
Well, he was part, they sewed, put him in the walls or whatever?
They put him in the concrete, yeah.
Right, yeah.
He's in there.
I would say, I think that makes the most sense. He didn't disappear.
No, he's dead, yeah.
All right, what else we got? Boom, OnlyFans models arrested, kicked off American Airlines flight as they put on viral spectacle at,
I saw this.
Of course, Florida Airport.
Of course. Nice. And I think I saw this video.
Wind chills are going to be surprised if some look.
One second, sorry. I have
no problem. Shannon is a safe space.
We are not Lewis. We are not Lewis.
Yeah, Shannon.
Right, here we go for real.
Unacceptable.
Models were kicked off an American Airlines flight in Miami after refusing to leave first class seats they weren't assigned to. But instead of being mortified by the cringy incident, they happily posted these videos boasting about it. Sonia Blanchard and Jordan Lantry caused a viral scene before takeoff, as seen in the viral videos they uploaded to their Instagram.
Jeez, girls
where they
with
were
a lot
shouting
of
at airline staff as police were called on board and
I
caused
like
an
them.
Embarrassing scene.
No, we do. Obviously, we're drunk, and you guys don't want to deal with us. We don't have a boarding pass.
So
that
would be
cool. Look at us.
Both were charged with misdemeanor trespassing and booked into Miami's Turner Guilford Knight Jail. But if
that's crazy. If that was a guy in a turban.
Yeah, I know.
Sitting in first class. Yeah. Yelling that he's drunk.
Yeah, of course I don't have my boarding pass. I'm drunk.
And then rolling around in the aisle.
The air marshal on the ground.
That guy would be under the fucking airport with no lawyer.
In the concrete at Giant Stadium.
He would be so gone.
Gone.
What hot lady privilege to announce you're drunk on the plane.
That's why I kind of like them.
I don't know.
Every day is probably like this for them.
Yeah.
Some sort of crazy antics.
I don't know. I think it's got to get old quick.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
I cannot hang.
I would never hang out with them.
Okay.
A group of people like that, I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not with them.
Yeah.
Lips zap it as fuck, but.
I'm still bringing up the lips, dude. Those
are oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's
atrocious.
See.
On deaf ears.
Oof.
After their release, the pair bragged about it online.
Oh, God, dude.
Mugshots to their
they had good,
they're pretty solid mugshots, dude.
Yeah, I know. They look good.
Featuring their booking photos and calling their arrest iconic.
I don't know.
The
I like them.
Meltdown is far from an isolated case, adding to a troubling trend of drunken disruptors at airports.
What is this video?
Oh, dude, they're going to fucking ban booze from planes.
They also, just real quick, at the beginning, I don't know if they said this, but how they started acting up was they sat in first class.
Yes.
And they did that, and then when they asked them to move, they refused.
Got it. Oh, so they weren't in first class.
Yeah, they weren't. Okay. Already makes me mad.
Yeah.
That's such hot bitch privilege.
Especially if that's your seat, and they just got their pussy juice all over it.
Oh.
Fuck off. Hot bitch privilege for sure. Every day is probably like that for them.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's a constant wake up, have a cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably
yell.
Work out the hangover.
Yeah.
They probably do crazy workouts to get rid of the hangover.
They wake
trainers. Up completely
naked.
Puking, disgusting.
Yep. And then they...
I've watched this happen with hot porn chicks before. They get hammered. It pass out, and then they work out like animals.
Yeah, don't eat. Maybe a little Adderall or something.
At 5 in the morning.
Get the day going.
Just to get the day moving.
Maintain hotness.
Okay.
Repeat.
That makes me nervous. The way they even... when you hear people tell stories about drinking on planes back in the day?
Yeah.
You used to be able to just order a couple cocktails. Yeah. Now I feel like almost like... It's weird to order a drink on a plane.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you're not in first class.
There's like this.
Yeah, they give you the little airplane bottle.
Yeah.
Mad ice.
I'm just nervous that incidents like that, more and more drunken incidents, mm-hmm. I think it might like breathalyze you.
Oh, my God.
Too drunk to fly.
It's already in too much going through the fucking air.
I don't. Amen. So I don't talk about T-Bird a lot on the show because I try not to politicize
T-Bird.
Trump.
Oh, duh.
I try not to politicize the show too much because I know I don't necessarily agree with everybody, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that we all can't laugh together.
We all just want to have a good time here at Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
Yeah, I don't want to make anybody feel not welcome.
Right.
And I don't want to divide people. But did you see the thing he put up on, what is it, Truth?
Social.
Truth Social about alcohol?
No. What
do you say? Shannon, bring it up.
I can't keep up with.
This is scary. Yeah.
Prohibition, let's go.
Oh, boy. Can't do that again. Just because your brother died, bro, has nothing to do with this.
Literally, like, get over it.
Because then they're coming for weed again. I can't have that.
Well, no, he turned weed into class three, right?
He changed the...
Is that bad or good?
No, better.
It's good.
It's closer to, like, Tylenol.
Yeah, it makes it easier for dispensers.
Yeah, he made it a less egregious thing.
Yeah.
Toronto, there was 24-hour weed spots.
Oh, yeah.
All every street.
So ahead of us in Canada.
I loved it.
Okay, I found it.
Yeah.
You got it?
It was really good,
I think Trump's going to use weed as another diversion from Epstein.
Here, I'll show it to you unless you want me to read it.
Shannon, I want you to read it.
Okay. I don't know if this is real. But
really?
He said, I'm not sure. Let me just...
God damn it.
I don't know that it's not real. I just haven't double checked it yet. But this is from an article because I saw a Snopes thing above it. A very disturbing thing is happening all across our once great country. Raging alcoholics everywhere. Bars packed, bottles flowing, nobody working, nobody focused. Weak leaders allowed it to spiral completely out of control. Families destroyed, productivity gone, streets a mess. Nobody wants to say it, but I will. If this continues, maybe it's time to seriously look at the 18th Amendment prohibition to ban alcohol permanently. America was stronger, safer, and sharper before the drinking culture took over. We don't need hangovers. We need greatness. Let's make America sober again.
It's not happening.
Boo.
You can't even try.
Yeah.
NFL.
If I got fooled by that,
entity.
I apologize.
Oh, it does say underneath that the screenshot is fabricated. Donald Trump has not proposed reinstating prohibition.
Damn it. Whoever did it.
Complaining about alcohol?
Whoever did it did a really good job of talking like him in short sentences.
Yeah, yeah. He just blasts off.
And insulting presidents before him for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
So even though I got, I want to compliment the person.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Also on the flip side, it says his administration recently killed a proposal to lower alcohol consumption limits and removed specific drink limit guidance in favor of moderation.
Okay, so I'll take it.
It seems like they're on the side of the alcoholics.
Good for him. Well, he's never had it. Well,
he doesn't really. He's not a big drinker.
He's never had a drink. He says.
That's yeah, yeah.
But I think he's Adderall'd up to the gills.
Me too. Like 150 milligrams.
Mm. Oh, I think he's snorting it.
Yeah. Like all day.
There's people that said when he worked on Apprentice, he was flying.
Yeah, yeah. So he doesn't drink, but he's whizzed up. Yeah,
and they also said that he, that's almost weirder that he went to all those parties sober.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Because he would go to like Tunnel and like he would go to like nightclubs every night.
Crystalia.
That's weird.
Never had a drink in his life.
That, but that's kind of like to go, like, why would you want to go to like, even like big, I mean, guess galas and shit to the show face.
He loves that shit though. He loves like he loves being him. Being around. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's still like, oh, imagine going to that shit and not having anything in you.
I'd be fucked up. If I had that, I'd be twisted.
There's definitely, I've read people that PA'd on Apprentice that there was at least one or two occasions where they had to clear the boardroom because the host, made a duty.
Shit?
Yeah, made a duty, and they had to clear the room before he would get up.
Ew. He wasn't even old then.
Yeah. Hey, that's bad.
He
looked old.
Yeah. Shag, could you look that up?
When he was in The Apprentice, he was like 65. My mom's not shitting her pants.
Your mom's not taking Adderall all day.
True. She was for a little bit.
Okay.
So.
Adderall, when I took it, I was just like, oh, this is speed.
Yeah.
100% felt, because I used to take, every once in a while, some Dexedrine came across my way.
Yeah.
It felt exactly the same.
Speed. It's no different than Requiem for a Dream.
Yep.
I'll be on the television!
That was a Houston Skagfest story. After one of the big showrooms got out, somebody found an Altoid tin on the ground, and it had two gummies and an orange pill in it.
And
they went, I wonder what this orange pill is. And from across the room, I went, that's Dexedrine from the 90s.
Yeah, take it.
And I went, put it on Pillfinder, and they did, and I nailed it.
Yeah, fire.
I nailed the years.
Did he take it? What? That's so funny. No,
I
take it?
I did.
Oh, you took it, yeah. Yeah. Hilarious. Yeah, it's speed. It's like meth, but it's just in smaller amounts.
Yeah, I knew there was a, I had a gentleman friend that used to sell it.
Yeah.
The scariest guy I know, or one of the scariest guys I know.
Yeah.
He lives behind a garbage can.
Oh, Oscar.
No, it was in a punk house, but he lived behind where they kept the garbage.
Got it. So and, his place smelled.
When he got, him and my other friend got taken in for jumping a turnstile, and they went to go run their warrants. And he says, it was my friend, call him Igor, because I don't want to say his real name.
Right.
He says to Igor, he goes, hey, I need you to take my bag because I'm definitely going to jail. I have a lot of warrants.
Oh, my God.
And then swallowed 10 bags.
Oh, my God.
Of brown powder.
Jeez.
Handed my friend the bag.
What's a brown powder?
Horse.
Yeah.
Heroin.
Oh, duh. I never knew it was brown. Am I stupid?
And then, no.
I thought it was white.
That just means you've lived a good life.
Yeah exactly. And, very sheltered.
Swallows 10 bags. And I hand my friend his bag as he's about to get arrested. My friend looks in the bag. It was a crossbow and a copy of Mein Kampf.
Oh, my God.
And that guy, he did not get arrested. They let them both go.
Really?
And he's like, oh, I can't believe I swallowed all that heroin.
He's high as fuck.
No, it was in bags. He's got to go shit it out.
Yeah.
He swallowed the bags.
Yeah.
All right, so we can maintain.
They could
get back to business
though.
The next day. I know.
Oh, yeah, if they rupture, it'll kill you.
You're fucked.
Swallowing heroin is a risk, bro.
Yeah, or in April.
And that guy, every couple of years now, goes missing.
Yeah.
And his family will be like, where?
They'll circulate his
image. And you'll find out he's just living under a different name with some new bitch. He'll leave a chick and just have a new... But then he'll be like, oh, yeah, I've been fine. I just deleted it. I destroyed my phone.
You didn't report yourself as alive on the Chinese app.
Yeah.
It's like kind of an appealing lifestyle, isn't it? But you have to go full in on being...
But yeah,
like,
and he'll go like across the country.
A vagrant, yeah.
And then just meet... But he's... Yeah. They're never tens.
No.
But somebody takes him in always.
It's not really about the ten of
There's always a lady.
It's a couch.
A woman
willing it's a bed.
To hold you and to care for you until
it's a bed.
Until you fuck off again.
Yeah. And he's been very consistent. He is, I don't know.
A little bit of a Dr. John. Dirty John.
Alex, as I told you, he was at the beauty bar one night when we were all out, and the cops came because there was a big fight in the back, and he walked up to me and said, "Zach, I need you to hold this," and he had a gun. And I went, "No."
No.
And he's like, "Come on, dude, I have so many charges. I'm going to go to jail for the rest of my life." He goes, "It'll be like probation for you."
I'm good.
And I'm like, first of all, no, this is New York. Yeah. I can't have a gun. Yeah. And so that's like a 10-year minimum.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. So then I went up to my best friend, Seeger, and I went, "Andy, I went, "Andy has a gun. Yeah. We need to leave."
Andy Malafarina.
And he looks up at me and he goes, and he says the full name. I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, let's go."
Yeah.
And we left the party, made Irish goodbye to everybody. Because the idea of this guy walking around a bar with a loaded gun
let's
was
leave.
The scariest thing.
Let's go to IHOP down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Get a short stack.
You just got him excited.
Yeah, you did. I finally found a place by me that does chicken fried steak.
Oh, nice.
And oh, boy, was I happy.
Nice. It took
an hour to get to my house, and it was still worth it.
Really? Oh, you ordered it delivery?
Yeah.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah, Zach left to go. He walked to get the chicken fried steak. Yeah.
It was far, far. It was like Harlem. Not Harlem.
Oh.
No, it was like, not Harlem, excuse me. It was like off the 2 train. It was it would have been a trip.
You got it delivered from Manhattan to Jersey?
Not Manhattan. No, I live in Brooklyn.
I'm sorry. Oh, I thought you were in Jersey.
No, no, no. I got it delivered from Brooklyn to Brooklyn.
Where in Brooklyn are you?
Like, I'm in Bay Ridge.
Wow. I thought you were in Jersey this whole time.
No, no, no. I live right where Chrissy D and Giannis used to live.
Yeah. Okay.
I live over by there.
Yeah. I like Bay Ridge. It's a cute little town. Got some funny people who have lived there their whole lives. Never left Bay Ridge.
Oh, dude. When I moved into my building, the joy on white people's faces was like, a white person.
Come on in.
They were so excited.
Come over if you don't need a cup of sugar.
Oh, dude. I get so many, "Hi, how are you?" They're just, it's a joy to see me.
Yeah. Very old school.
I am very nice to old people, though. A lot of "how is your day?" Holding doors.
Yeah,
I'm very kind to the old people.
Me too. I got a guy who lives next door to me. He's always giving me a dum-dum popsicle or lollipops and shit.
Nice.
Girls love candy.
Yes.
No, I have ultimate Guido that lives across from me, and he's just always yelling.
Yeah.
At some broad.
Yep, always yelling.
Who I've never heard speak.
Yeah.
He's just screaming all the time.
So
and then he asked me if it's hot in our apartment. He goes, "Hot in your place? It's fucking boiling. It's fucking boiling by me.
Fucking boiling."
And he hates packages.
Oh, okay.
Old people in Brooklyn buildings hate Amazon.
Like they hate the uptick in just boxes everywhere?
Yeah,
like
they hate it.
Yeah, it's a
Who's
lot.
Getting all these boxes?
It's
a
lot
what
for
are you
sure.
doing it all?
You used to get like one package a year. You
see
one package a year.
For real.
Now people daily.
It's insane. I have a roommate every time I come home. Like,
boxes.
He's never home. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right, bro? Right.
You don't live here.
I do a lot of Amazon purchases. Yeah. I mean,
I go up and down.
It depends.
Yeah. I'll have months with no new purchases and then like a week of just boxes everywhere.
I have the regular shit I get. Like I get certain things off Amazon every month.
What kind of stuff?
Like the air fresheners, the Airwick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Airwick. Little disposable Airwicks. Yeah.
You have automatic shipments?
No. I'm not.
You just go to buy again.
Yeah, I go to buy again a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, let's do
Love
one
it.
Or two more
Riveting
before we
combo.
Get out of here. Meet Mattel's autistic Barbie doll
Ooh.
Who carries a fidget spinner and avoids eye contact.
Howdy do.
It's a doll, so the eyes are just like
they look away from you.
Yeah,
they look away from you every time.
Nervous energy.
It should be
where
just,
the autistic Barbie at.
Oh. Is her like playset just a train station?
Oh.
sits in.
So she's a hot autistic.
It's
girl.
A video. They're gonna explain the features.
She's a TikToker who talks about autism.
Well, she's got flappy arms.
Yeah, she's definitely got movement in there.
Mattel has launched its first Barbie doll designed to represent autism.
I certainly like autism now. I'll tell you that much.
Is this? Real autism or the like, yeah, sorry.
The doll's eyes look slightly to the side, reflecting on how some avoid eyes.
They don't look to the side at all.
The eyes don't look different at all. She's fake autistic. Just
she's
like
a hot girl
every,
who's like, I'm being so autistic.
Articulated
right now.
Joints acknowledge stimming while soft clothing reduces sensory strain.
What? I'm out on the autistic Barbie. Of course, they made
her
brunette.
Yeah, this is just, this is, This is just Barbie with TikTok who's convinced herself she's retarded.
Who's posting like 5 ways you can tell if you're autistic.
Gadgets include noise-canceling headphones, a fidget spinner, and a communication tab. So she's nonverbal. Tablet. She's nonverbal, Barbie.
Right.
Okay, there you go. That's fine.
That only works if she has the string on the back and nothing comes out.
Yeah, they just... or let that.
The release reflects a wider push for inclusion in children's toys.
I don't know.
So I think the one thing that I thought was representative is the hands on it go like this. And a lot of autistic kids have the flappy hands.
Yeah.
Because they have like motor skill issues.
Yeah.
So I guess that. But can't you just put headphones on a regular Barbie?
That's what I thought, and say my Barbie's autistic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like a stretch.
Take a candle to the Barbie's head. Say it's a little off.
Melt her a little bit.
Yeah, melt her a little bit.
Yeah.
It's autistic.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I mean, technically, the autistic Barbie should just come with all the other Barbies and all the accessories, and she's obsessed with everything Barbie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Barbie.
Yeah.
I love Barbie.
Bobby's my best friend.
Bobby.
I had a Ken doll when I was a kid that was dressed like a king. And I remember being very much told how and when to play with him. Like he did man stuff.
Yes.
He did not play house. He did not.
I grew up with out there changing the oil.
I grew up around it like all the people my parents take me around were little girls. Due to the amount of times I remember my parents just trying to steer me away from gay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Zach,
do you remember? Can you show the commercial for the game Pretty Pretty Princess?
I love that game. I love it.
I knew I was going to get it.
Yep.
So I played it when I was maybe 4.
We should do a video of us playing Pretty Pretty Princess. I would love
that.
Yeah.
I was like 4, and I played it with 2 girls that were like, you know, family friends. Mm-hmm. And my mom came in, and I had like the earrings on and shit. Yeah. Zachary, when you play, it's Pretty Pretty Prince. You're not a princess.
You're not a princess.
You're a pretty prince.
You look gay. Take the earrings off.
Father's going to say I'm making you gay again.
Again?
Did you ever play this game?
No.
Oh, you got to get all the jewelry on. To find the answer, you must play. Pretty princess actually was fire. It was the cutest game ever. Grand prize.
Oh, no, the black ring.
Oh, yeah, the black ring's bad.
You don't want that.
You don't want the black ring.
I've never seen this one, dude.
It's so cute. You get to wear it.
You gotta get the black ring and a poncho.
The blonde white chick wins, dude. The purest. The black chick got the least.
Yeah, I remember having the necklace and the earrings. I remember having the necklace and the earrings on.
Yeah.
And my mom running
That's
in.
That's so funny. Really, the earrings really lock it in.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a
My mom to this day says, just don't get earrings because it's gay.
Wow.
Yeah, she's.
And where are you from? Are you from Jersey?
Connecticut.
Connecticut, yeah. New England.
Yeah.
I can see. Because your mom's very.
Christian conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuck in a time period where gay, I think a man having an ear piercing could be a little.
She's like,
a tiny tattoo.
Yeah, she doesn't like tattoos. You got a tattoo, didn't you? But she understands them, but she really doesn't like earrings.
You're right.
She's like a feminine man.
No, it doesn't make sense to her.
At all. It's strange.
It's her brain break.
Yeah.
Because when we were kids, what did they say? Left ear was straight, right ear was gay.
Wait.
I think the left was gay.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had both.
There you go.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
I had Cool Shaving Ken, and you could, he would grow a beard, and then you would shave it off.
That's sick.
Yeah. I don't know if Shannon can pull up a Cool Shaving Ken.
What was the hair?
It was like I also had Scuba Barbie, so her legs would turn black. So it was like in the doll. Like,
that couldn't
a beard
help.
Would grow on. I know, right? Then her face turned black. I'm like, I got the defect.
You got drowning Barbie?
Yeah.
Oh, he grew like a John Stamos.
Yep. And then
how'd you shave it?
You lather it, and then it would like come off. Like it's like in the doll.
Oh, okay.
Actually, and then you grow back. Oh, he's so cute. Kissing him twice.
So here's my question.
Cool shaving cat.
Can you give him a Hitler mustache?
Yeah, you could. I think you could. And you could do probably chin strap. Or if you go in very finely.
You would probably
put on the Gas Digital account.
Yeah.
If you need it, you would probably need a tool bigger than the little shaver that it came
you
with.
You would need like a, you know how people write on pieces of rice?
Yeah.
You would need some sort of tool.
But you could technically give Ken a Hitler mustache.
Like a little,
it's
like a little dab. Yeah. A little metal dab thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny. Yeah, you definitely could.
Shannon, put it on the Gas Digital bill.
We're making Hitler Ken. Yeah.
Hitler Ken. Cool.
Address it to here.
Pretty Pretty Princess.
All right, we're going to call it there. Thank you guys so much. Please support my wonderful guy. Did we want to plug anything real quick?
Oh, sure.
Super Selly Joe's. I do his podcast with Joe Gorman. And follow me on Instagram at Silly Selly. All S's, no spaces, I at the end.
Hey,
fantastic. Maddie,
does this come out today? Is this on today?
It's live on Gas today.
Hey, what's up, fuckers? Catch a new episode of Madhouse out today with Sean Murphy, who just put a special out on Mark Norman's YouTube. So that shit's funny as fuck. And I'm doing New York Comedy Club every month. Residency, so catch me there tomorrow if you live in the city. MaddieSmithComedy.com, all tour dates. Creek in the Cave and next weekend.
Fantastic. Please support Maddie. She's a fucking killer. Hey, just go to punchup.live/Zach and Miko for all my dates. I'll have a bunch of shit to announce coming up very soon. And thank you for watching the show. If you enjoyed it, use that promo code ZOO when you go to gasdigital.com. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of your favorite Gas Digital productions. You get the live chat, and you get our Friday bonus show. We do three of these suckers a week, and if you want all three, you got to subscribe. But regardless, thank you for supporting the show. I love you. Thank you to our friends in the booth, and we'll be back on Friday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
Peace.
Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite. Join the crew. It's Zach and Miko. Morning Zoo. It's Zach and Miko.